Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as this is the first time I'm taking the floor under your presidency, allow me to congratulate you on your assumption as president of the 2022 session of the Conference on Disarmament. Malaysia deeply appreciates the transparent and inclusive approach that you have undertaken in steering the work of this conference. You can be assured of my delegation's full support and cooperation in your endeavours to move our discussion forward. I wish to also take this opportunity to welcome all new colleagues who have just assumed their role and duty in Geneva. Malaysia looks forward to working with all of you in the field of nuclear disarmament, arms control and non-proliferation. Mr. President, this year the conference started with good momentum. When the conference, after several years, managed to resume its practice of supporting inclusive participation of all states. Malaysia congratulates you and the P6+2 for all your efforts in finding an agreement on this issue and commends all member states for their flexibility. We hope all states could continue working in the same spirit of compromise and flexibility and avoid politicizing the work of this conference. Malaysia continues to attach great importance to this conference as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum in line with its mandate as set out in SSOD1. Like many other states, it is our fervent hope that this conference could break the decades-long impasse and immediately commence negotiations on all CD agenda items. Malaysia is fully committed to international peace and security, global disarmament and non-proliferation. Above all, we are committed to the common goal of a world free of nuclear weapons, which underpins our membership to this conference. Nuclear disarmament remains our top priority. We also recognize that progress can be made on issues such as fissile materials, prevention of an arms race in outer space, and negative security assurances. This conference, in recent decades, has been criticized and dismissed for not being able to make progress on its substantive mandate to negotiate disarmament and arms control instruments. In our view, to rejuvenate this conference, all member states need to demonstrate strong political will, build trust among one another, as well as exercise utmost flexibility and compromise. We must also rationalize our priorities on the issues under the CD's agenda, and not make one issue a precondition for another. Mr. President, my delegation has been attentively following the discussions of this conference since the beginning of this session. We thank you for preparing the draft non-paper and the working paper on the draft program of work of the CD circulated yesterday. We appreciate all your hard work in organizing a series of consultations in your effort to reach an agreement on these proposals. We take note that your proposal is based on the decision adopted by the conference in 2018 and take into consideration the proposals and experience of the sessions over the last 3 years. We welcome your pragmatic approach on these proposals. Malaysia agrees with the view that the main task of the CD president is to promote and find an agreement on the program of work. It would be ideal if the programme of work could clearly outline the negotiating mandate of the conference on all CD agenda items. However, as we are striving to preserve and uphold this standard, my delegation is also mindful that some states may not be ready for this. Nevertheless, we believe that we could not let this conference continue to be in paralysis. In this regard, my delegation stands ready to continue to be pragmatic and exercise our utmost flexibility to support initiatives that can command consensus amongst all states in advancing the work of this conference. It is true that the establishment of the subsidiary bodies does not mean that the CD has resumed its mandate as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. The subsidiary bodies, in our view, are initiatives that could provide opportunities for states to start substantive work and find common grounds on all CD agenda items. At the moment, it is the only feasible initiative that could pave the way for negotiations. In line with this view, my delegation is flexible whether the proposal will be in the form of a program of work or a decision. We can support your latest proposals in PP4 and OP1, which now has combined with OP2 of the previous revision. In relation to the format of the meetings of the subsidiary bodies, my delegation believes it is important for the sessions to be held in formal meetings for continuity and record keeping. At the same time, we also see merits in organizing informal sessions to encourage frank conversation and us forging common grounds. In this regard, we are of the view that while it is crucial to consider the format of the meetings for future reference, it should not impede progress on this matter. Malaysia stands ready to engage in any format of the meetings deemed suitable by the President and the Chairs. To conclude, let me reaffirm Malaysia's full support and cooperation to your Presidency in advancing the work of this conference. Thank you.